Hello.
Hello, Layla. Hey, darling.
Hello, hello. How are you on this rainy Saturday?
Oh, I'm great. I feel like just getting into bed with Netflix when this weather happens, like chai, chocolate, netties.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
I can relate wholeheartedly to that.
Yeah, I think every woman can.
Yeah, it's cold, it's raining, it hasn't stopped raining for days.
Yeah. Not good for washing in the laundry. One of my little irks in life. Wet laundry and not able to dry stuff. Gross.
I know. And my laundry at the moment, or my garage, I should say, where my laundry is just full of washing. It looks like a Chinese sweatshop in there. It's crazy.
It's gross. Oh, my goodness. Welcome to my podcast. Welcome, beautiful woman.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, you are welcome. This is really cool. I'm going to give a background story as to how this moment has come about and just birthed right now. And we were just chatting and getting organized on a little test run, so you know, guys, and it was 111, so we're pretty stoked with that.
Yeah. Love the alignment.
Yeah, always aligned, always noticing the angel numbers. Huge welcome, Layla. I'm absolutely wrapped you here, and I always trust divine timing. I know you're a huge fan of it because I watch you on Insta and I love your work, and this is our moment to share some magic with everyone that's listening. So I'm really stoked.
Yeah, I'm excited too.
Yeah. Someone told me about you when you lived closer to Burley on the Goldie. She's the birth photographer. You guys would get on really well. You love her work. She's great, that kind of intro to you.
Yeah. Oh, love that.
And then I think our Instagrams collided, and you were doing a live once. I love your lives. I always, you know, tune in when you jump on, because you've always got some incredible stuff to say that just makes sense to me. And another thing I love about you is your truth bombs. Like, finally, someone speaking the fucking truth.
Love a good truth bomb.
Come on.
Ruffles feathers, but someone's got to do the hard work, you know?
Yeah, this is where we connect. So you can lose friends.
Yes.
And also, you know, be banished or witch hunted. Oh, I'm not really witch hunted these days, but yeah, banished to the truth bins and burnt at the stake, and yeah, like, oh, she's way too much. So that sort of stuff comes up for me. But this is why I vibe with you so much, because I am that woman.
Yeah.
So doing live once, and I accidentally pressed join, and you're like, yeah, cool, Megan's coming in, everyone. This is Megan. She's a doula on the Gold Coast. She does incredible work for birthing women. And I'm like, I don't even know what the fuck happened.
I remember that. Oh my
god. And that was a funny moment for me, because I've since watching lives have been very specific about not clicking that button.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
that
I just
requested to join.
I think you were even in your pajamas. I think it was nighttime.
It wasn't even a good look. Awful. You're looking fucking fine, and I was like, shit, I've just joined. She said yes, and now look at me.
Oh, I love that. I love it. Look, sometimes it's meant to be. Sometimes these wild things are just meant to happen.
Yeah, it was meant to happen. Because we were talking about birth, and I'm confident it was about vaccinations. It was during COVID. Mm. It was a big time for the world, and you were really stepping up for everyone and being a voice for that time in our lives. And I know I was really grateful for the conversations you were having, and I know thousands of other people were. So thank you.
It was definitely a very challenging time, with having, I will say, a differing view, or what the media wanted us to believe was a very different view. Exactly. And you know, you felt really ostracized. You felt like, you know, at times you even question, like, shit, am I actually going in the right direction? Who's right on this? And
yeah,
it was definitely a really challenging time. But I still get messages from people that are like, because of you, I didn't do that. And because of you, you know, I was able to stop my mom or my dad or my sister.
Yeah.
Or I gave up my job, and I'm so glad that I did. And, you know, a lot of people went through such challenging times to stand up for their belief system with that. And I think those guys, being self-employed, it didn't hit me so hard, but being someone, you know, say that they're a midwife that works within the system, it was really, really challenging for those people to choose between their job or, you know, their health.
Yes. Massive.
It was, I really, really felt for those people that were forced, you know, even though they said that we weren't, and it was free will, which we know was totally bullshit.
Yep.
You know, they were forced into it, and sadly some people have everlasting symptoms now from that.
They do, and I've met a lot. I could count them on two hands, probably more, you know, midwives that have left their job that are now, you know, joining my doula training, hun.
Yes.
Yeah, and school teachers that have, you know, taught my firstborn, who's coming on 28. She's been a teacher for 20 years, and yeah, she stepped down, and she's doing amazing things now.
It really, as hard as it was during that time, I believe that it has forced people to step out of jobs that might not have been in alignment, or step out of systems that are now falling to the ground. And, you know, we've seen what the health system, I definitely have seen firsthand what the health system has become since all of that went down.
Yep.
And, you know, I think it's just, it's pushed people into such deeper alignment within themselves, within their purpose. And it definitely showed us, you know, all these people that used to work in an office and now they work remotely, it showed them, hang on, there's actually more to life than being locked in a fluorescent room with a bunch of strangers for 8 hours a day while you give up your children to other people to go and teach and raise.
Yeah.
And it's really shown them, hey, there's a different way. And I think that that's spurred on a whole lot of change that the government didn't see coming. So thanks for that, guys.
Yeah. We're getting insight into that period in our lives from, you know, in the media at the moment too. So I choose to not really look at it and follow it and spend my time and energy with it. I know for me, my feeling was that it didn't align with me. I was self-employed, although I was advised as a massage practitioner, a health person, to have it. But I still was able to choose against doing that and just lay low for a bit. That's what I was doing.
Yeah.
But my family members had a different story, so that was interesting, just to like be there for them, but also separate myself with their choices, some of their choices.
Yeah.
And that's also okay, you know, that's their life. This was my life. I had to separate that, even with my nearest and dearest, you know.
Yeah. Absolutely. And that was challenging, you know, and I think even now there's a lot of the truth coming to light through the media.
Yeah.
The media, in my opinion, were one of the biggest instigators of the shitstorm that was. So I really, the fact that they're just now changed their tune just because of what's trending and they're trying to look like they're on our team. No, we know what you guys did.
Yeah, they're not out for us at all. It's like the journalist that I had really trying hot on my tail to get an interview with ABC radio for the topic was free birthing, and she phoned me directly and she phoned quite a few doulas in the community. She showed up on the Gold Coast and showed up at people's doors to talk to them about free birth with the intention of writing the article, and it's since come out now, as well as the interview, the audio interview, turning free birth into something that it absolutely isn't, and but it painting it, like tarring it with a bit of a dark brush. And I just got this massive, it was like an energy burst from my body, I'm going to say my womb, when I was in the front for the fourth time asking me to do this interview. I just got this big sound from my body, a message like, don't do this. And I said, for the women in my community and all the doulas that I have trained, I won't be partaking in this interview.
Yeah. And they're very sneaky.
Sneaky.
And, you know, sadly, a lot of them are indoctrinated. You know, they are a part of the narrative, and that's just how they've been raised, or, you know, sadly put into the system at a young age. And they believe that what they're doing is correct. I need to highlight this because it's dangerous. And, you know, these women are medical professionals and they don't have any place. And it's just crazy how they can twist things. You know, that happened to me throughout COVID, Triple J.
Yes, of course.
And, Yeah, and it was crazy. And they tried to meddle with me so much on that interview, but I'd actually gone to a girlfriend who does media coaching, and she showed me how to get my message across and to not let them question me into a hole. And so I had so much armor on within that that interview that they could not pin anything on me. They basically wanted to try and make out like it was an influencer that was, you know, misinformation and dangerous misinformation, trying to kill people and all of this. And I just kept reiterating the facts and reiterating the facts to the point where they ended up doing another article saying we had to bin the article because of her bullshit. And it's like, actually, I recorded the interview. I went one step further and she said, I reckon they're going to try and set you up, record the interview and then share it on your Instagram. So I did.
Oh,
and awful. It was them that ended up looking fucking stupid, not me.
That we know.
So if ever you need help with that in the future, come to me. I know about these things.
Yeah, I just might. But I went with my gut feeling, and that was to absolutely in no way partake in that interview about free birthing, and just kind of be in private groups with other doulas, and free birth and birth keeper, you know, workers, and just be like, yeah, just heads up, everyone. There's a journalist calling around wanting to interview free birth, and it, you know, it's looking like it will be sabotaged. And in other states, it has become illegal. It's a human right.
Wow.
So just be mindful. So, yeah, it didn't work to her benefit. She was very clear with me, though, Layla, saying, at the end of the day, I do have to get a paycheck and do what my job description entails. So she was very honest in that regard.
And I think that's all good and well, but it's like you've still got to be on the right side of history, and we're talking about women's birth here. It's a pretty serious topic.
Yeah,
I personally would want to go down in history as doing the right thing when it comes to women and
You
know, our rights and the way that we give birth. Like, she had an opportunity to really stand up and carry the flame and the torch, and she chose not to. So,
yeah. And so you, let me just paint the picture too for the listeners as well. You have been a birth photographer, is that right? Or do you still jump
in? I still do that. Yeah. So that is something that I don't advertise anymore. It's just whenever the right person finds me, they find me. And if they don't, they don't. I just done a birth at Lismore Hospital recently. And they kicked up a huge stink about me being there. They didn't understand why. They weren't sure on, oh, we can't believe that you'd want to photograph a cesarean. Like, that's just silly. And we've never heard of this before. And I had to get full clearance from the hospital and sign all these forms and go through all this red tape. And they now want to have a meeting to talk about me being the birth photographer that's recommended through the hospital. So they said, you know, you were really professional. The photos are absolutely breathtaking, you know, because they do the slow release of the baby from the cesarean.
Yeah.
And specialize in these kind of things. And it was just beautiful. It was a really beautiful environment. So, yeah, no, I still do it and love it. I'm very passionate about it.
So you mean it was a maternal assisted cesarean?
I have no idea with that. I'm just there to take the photos.
Mama helped out.
Pardon?
The mama reached down once Bubby sort of.
They had the little cloth thing. And they, what they did though is they don't, when they do the slice, I suppose, the cut incision, they then take the baby out very slowly, just like they would do when they're naturally giving birth.
Yeah.
So they'll get a little bit of the head out first, and then they'll get the shoulders, and then they'll slowly get the rest of the baby. Back in the day, it didn't used to be like that. They used to cut open, take the baby out, and then they put the baby straight on mum's chest as well. So, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's so beautiful, honey. I'd love to have a look at some. I bet they are just amazing.
Yeah, they're absolutely gorgeous. I really wanted to share them publicly, but the beautiful mum that I shot for just was, it's a baby that she's had on her own. So he is a sperm donor baby. And she was like, oh, look, I just don't feel comfortable.
Yeah.
She was like, I just want the photos to be for me. And I was like, oh, they're so amazing. but yeah, I've got some other cesareans on my Instagram where you can see you might not be able to see that they're cesareans, actually. It's a little bit, they kind of all look the same.
Yeah.
But they're breathtaking, really beautiful. There's some people in that space within the medical industry that are really passionate about birth and that try and make it as a wholesome as an experience as they can. Not always, but yeah, they definitely try and make that happen.
Yeah. Oh, thanks for sharing that. And then tell us a little bit about your business with women, your mentor, your
Yeah, so I'm a bit of a licorice of all sorts.
Yeah.
I think we all are. If you're self-employed, you wear quite a few different hats.
Yeah.
Obviously I'm a psychic medium as well. In my main job. That's my main job that I do currently. I fell into that in a very random kind of way, as you do. No one wakes up and goes, hey, I want to talk to dead people for a living. It's not the normal thing that you think. And then I also do intuitive business coaching through that as well, which is kind of holding space for people and to bring their business, or women, I should say, to bring their business through. But to do it from a place where we're kind of one step ahead, because we're speaking with spirit guides. We're talking a lot more deeply about their purpose, removing blockages. And just really feeling into it from a really deep intuitive perspective, which I think it brings things about in a much deeper way than, you know, my business clients always say to me, this is so much deeper than I thought it was going to be. Like, we're healing childhood trauma. We're going through so much stuff, like even diet and change and health and any blocks there. And they're like, I didn't expect this. I'm like, I did tell you, it is in fine print.
We don't miss anything.
Yeah. So that's pretty much what I do at the moment. Wow. And I love it. I feel like I'm just about to launch my company called WellHer as well, which is all about wellness. So I've got a bit on, but I seem to be moving more towards like holistic wellness, and obviously the psychic mediumship and the business coaching and all of that all kind of rolls into one. So I'm going to be putting it all in one place, which I'm very excited about.
Me too, honey. Me too. This morning you reminded me so strongly to have lemon every morning. I must have lemon. I'm like, shit, I always forget this one.
Yeah, no, it's so powerful. And that's something that I you know, you forget until you have a bit of an illness or some symptoms that start going, hey, you haven't looked after me for a while, which as women and mothers, it tends to happen.
Yeah, it does. Little things like a bit of salt in your water.
Yeah, little things that you forget.
Yeah.
100%.
I'm not the only one, because I always preach magnesium to all my mamas and a few things. I'm like, the magnesium's sitting on my couch. A counter, so sorry, not my couch. I remembered it was on my couch, and I'm like, I never take the bloody thing. Where is my magnesium? But when I see things like your Instagram and the little reminders, like, it really speaks to me at a core level. So, I mean, thank you for what you do. You always shout me out and say, Megan this, go do that, and I just feel so aligned with, you know, what you offer for women. It just, I love it so much. I'm so stoked to be in this space with you today.
Yes, and me too. I love what you do as well. And it's definitely, obviously, I get asked, usually people that come to me for birth photography will then say, oh, I need a doula. I'm like, go to Megan, do not go to anyone else. Megan's the best.
Oh, you're an angel. Makes me feel great. You have had a pretty amazing healing journey with your removing your breast implants. That was phenomenal to witness.
That was a really big part of my life and still is, which is why WellHer is about to be launched as well. And it's been a journey with that. Like, one day I was well and the next day I was not. I felt like I was fighting for my life.
Yeah, it looked like you were.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
You said, Reese, I mean, you're so brave in doing that. It just blows my mind. I was really with you with the whole story. And, you know, even when you said that you got them and you had them a little bit bigger and you thought, well, it'd be okay. And you kind of went about your life and, you know, you being true to yourself and wanting to live authentically, that was your authenticity. And then you changed and then it wasn't. And every woman I see I feel like, oh my gosh, I hope you're well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you okay with your breast implants, or are you not noticing anything, or is it going to happen to you all of a sudden? And you know, do you feel well?
Yeah. So I've got girlfriends that have implants.
Mm.
I've got followers on Instagram that have implants that are like, oh, mine are fine. And I'm like, you're not. Mm. I was literally fine for 11 years and I didn't have any symptoms. I had a bit of itchiness. I got breast cysts or hormonal cysts in my breasts when it was my cycle. I literally thought nothing of it. Yeah. I would regularly get like a red rash on my breast that would not go away when you pushed it, which obviously we know from babies, that's not good. Mm. I literally thought nothing of these signs. Really, really bad heart palpitations all the time. Thought that was just my heart and that was just, you know, it's normal. Everyone gets palpitations. They're very common.
Yeah.
No, it's a sign that your poor chest and your whole chest cavity is under immense pressure from the toxins and also the heaviness that you weren't God designed to have on your chest.
Wow.
And I always say to women that say, oh, you know, but I'm fine, but my implants are fine, but they've come a long way from 11 years ago. They actually haven't. They're still made from the exact same materials.
My next question. What about the saline and the salt water sounds all
the thing is and a lot of women have been misled with the saline and salt. Oh, it's just saline. You know, we have saline at the hospital and it's only salt water. It's okay, well, what is the saline encased in?
Mm.
You know, they go and research it and they go, oh, it's silicon.
Oh shit.
The external of an implant can't be saline because it would just disintegrate. How is it gonna hold the implant in place?
Yeah.
And then they go, oh shit, it's silicon. And you will find that a lot of women actually have allergies to silicon. So that's where it all begins. Their hair will start falling out. They won't be able to lose weight. They will start to get really inflamed within their body. They'll have things like constipation, and they'll just go, oh, maybe I'm gluten intolerant. Mm-hmm. Usually it all points back to breast implants. Obviously not everything.
No.
But from the research that I've done since having them, there's always a trigger for breast implant illness. Always a trigger. Mine was mold. Mold is a very frequent trigger for breast implant illness. And what it does is it actually sets off a histamine reaction within the body, and the body then thinks from the mold that, crap, I've got to get rid of anything foreign that's trying to attack the body, which is what mold is. It's foreign to the body, and then it will attack the implants. There's a whole entire scientific thing behind it that I'm definitely not schooled in, but the gist of it is it will start to then attack the body and try and rid itself of anything that's foreign, and the implants is one of them. It can also happen from like a virus as well.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get like a influenza or Ross River or whatever, and it will that can also trigger breast implant illness too. So there's a whole different host of triggers, and this is why with the science that's coming through and all the studies that are coming through, women are well one day and the next they're not.
Sure. And you've got, I mean, you research so well. That's what one thing that blows my mind about you. You really go into it. And then when you deliver it on your Insta, it just makes so much sense. And then you put your question boxes up, and that's where I learn a lot, when people ask all the questions. So for anyone listening that has breast implants that might want to scratch the surface a bit and just have a bit of a look at your info, do you have that on your highlights anywhere?
I do. So it's got BII and then BII2 on my highlights.
I looked at that this morning going, what is BII? Got it. Thank you. Everyone needs
that. Yeah, so I do proper. It's just if I had have written breast implant illness, you would have only seen the word breast on the highlight.
Here's my breast.
So I have kept the highlights on there because I do get a lot of questions about the breast implant illness, especially from women that are on the pages like breast implant illness and healing, and then there's another one, healing from breast implant illness, and you know, there's thousands of women on there that have seen things that I've shared, and it's nice to be able to point them to a highlight and go, that's my whole story.
That's my whole story.
Question.
Yeah, and thank you for being a beacon of light for women in that experiencing that. I really, really love that. One thing about you that fully lights me up, not gonna lie, is your psychic medium talents or gift or natural ability to tune in and speak with people's deceased loved ones. Correct me if I've got all that wording wrong.
No, absolutely good. Correct. That's I do talk to the dead.
I watch Tyler Henry every day.
He is amazing.
How gorgeous.
He is so gorgeous.
Oh my God. I just want to meet him, hug him, and have a cup of tea.
I know. He's very, very talented.
Oh my God. He's so good. So I watch everything he does whenever I can. And it was about a week ago when I said to you, we were kind of lining this up. We've been lining it up for a little while. I'm like, I've got an idea. I'm feeling like maybe I'll ask you if you want to do a reading with me. And you're like, yeah, sure. I'm like, oh my God. She said yes.
Yes, absolutely.
I think we're going to do that today on this potty.
Yeah.
So I have a few questions.
Sure, let's hit it.
Yeah, let's do it. What do you need to do to kind of tune in to my energy field or anyone that might be around me that has passed?
So what I do with that is I always open up space. So I say a little prayer before I do any kind of reading. Mm-hmm. And that pretty much opens up space. And from there, the information starts flowing in like a freight train.
Wow.
Not
do you see,
always.
Do you feel, or do you hear?
I hear, and then I see, and I get shown symbols. And I do feel, unfortunately, it's not my favorite part of it.
I feel
as well. So, for example, if someone's passed from cancer, I'll get a very vomity feeling.
Oh, wow.
And that's how I know it's cancer. Oh. If it's dementia, brain cancer, stroke, I will get a really sore head. If it's an accident, quite often it feels like my head, particularly car accident, it feels like my head's been thrown around.
Gosh.
Your chest, breast area is all, you know, your all different cancers, obviously, but your heart attack, your breast cancer, all of that usually sits within that middle space.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think. If it is suicide, yes, I can feel that.
Okay.
That will usually come through as like a feeling on my neck, depending on how they chose to end their life, or I'll feel a mercury kind of taste in my mouth if it's something that they've ingested. I'm trying to think. I've also had other ways that they've done that, which I won't go into. But yeah, I can feel that within my body. And obviously, these are all very specific to the family. Mm. Sometimes only the family knows this information. So this is why the person that's crossed over is bringing through that very specific info.
Got it. I love that so much. Well, I've got to say, I'm having a little bit of a body response, so I'm sweating a touch. I'm sweating, but I'm a little bit excited. I'm ready to rock if you are to do
okay.
a reading with
Let's, me. I'll just pop my phone down so I can use my hands, because when I, just like Tyler, actually.
Yes.
When I read, I actually scribble. And if I don't scribble, I can't read accurately.
You're like him.
It's very random, but a lot of Jessica, I think her name's Jessica Lynn Mediumship on Instagram, even she scribbles. I don't know why we do that. It's interesting.
It's
I'd love to
release maybe.
I don't know. It's almost like I need to empty my brain so that I can channel, I'm guessing is what you would say.
Very cool.
Thank you, darling. All right. I do have stuff trying to come through already. So let's open up space like I usually would and we'll go from there.
Okay, my love. Thank you.
All right. So I'll just get you to close down your eyes for me and just tune into your own energy and just bring that thought into your own energy. All right, I now open up the connection between myself and Megan to receive information for her highest from those in spirit and those that have crossed over. You are now welcome to step four to bring that information through so that she's able to move on to this next season of her life, clarity and confidence. I also ask that my guides step in to keep me nice and safe during this time to make sure that the only information that comes through today is for that of her absolute and highest good. I also invite Megan's guides to step in to make sure that she's nice and safely held so that only the holiest, the highest and most pure are allowed to communicate. In God's name, amen. Thank you. Right. I find that when someone is a spiritual worker, that it is, or, you know, spiritual within the space. I get a very sore top of my head.
Sorry.
It's like my crown chakra starts just freaking out, because it's like it's got me and your energy trying to come through with that. Okay. Do you have two daughters or one?
Two.
Okay. Is that your only children?
No. I have a son.
Okay. Your daughter, who's the oldest one?
Bella.
Okay. Does she have one child?
Yes.
Okay. Is she pregnant?
No, not right now.
Okay.
Unless she said something with me.
Okay. So, and is she single? Has she got problems in her relationship currently?
She's not single. And yes, they're moving through some normal relationship stuff. Nothing major.
Okay.
Yeah. But little shifts. They need little shifts to happen. Yeah.
Yeah. Look, there's... Poor Bella. I'm so sorry, Bella.
Okay. Sorry, Belle.
Sorry, we're going to get into it. Okay, so how do I say this very kindly? I'm just going to have to spit it out, because they're being quite... I have to get onto this so I can get onto the next thing. So sorry, Bella. She's got a control issue massively, and she needs to tone down the control.
Tone the fuck down, boo. Do you know how many times I say that to her?
She is very like, if I control the outcome or I can try and control how they're behaving, then I'm going to feel more comfortable. So a lot of the disagreements within the relationship are actually happening due to the control issue that she has.
Cool.
I'm not saying that person's not at fault either.
Sure.
However, a lot of it is in regard to her trying to... they're showing me a puppet symbol, trying to do too much.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's a bit of a fear. And sometimes this can actually come from the partner not being in their masculine.
Okay.
And when there is a lack of masculine, it triggers a sense of control within the feminine. I'm sure that you've probably spoken about that before.
Yes.
And it can create a real problem here. So it, you know, within the relationship, I feel like they're going to move through that, but it's like, okay, we've got to balance that.
Yep.
So that it doesn't keep becoming a problem, because I do feel there's another baby coming through very fast.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Has she got any children in spirit?
No, she doesn't. To our knowledge and her knowledge, let's say she hasn't lost a baby.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Right. Okay. Yeah. If so, that usually tells me that the child's coming through very quickly. And does she have a son currently?
Yes.
Okay. There's a little daughter coming through very fast.
Yes. We know that it's going to be a girl. She knows that there's a girl coming through. She knows. Yeah. Yeah. She's very, quite psychic, Bella.
Yeah. I would definitely say that. And I think that when we are gifted, technically we do have a little bit more control problems, definitely.
Yeah.
It's not always a bad thing. It's just because when you're tuned into this world and the other world constantly and simultaneously all the time, it can, it's almost like you need to keep other things in order. Otherwise, things tend to spiral out of control.
Oh, it feels like me. She's kind of calling in the daughter. She is very aware of that and wanting to do that.
Very cute. She's going to be gorgeous.
I know. She's only 19, Bella. She's 20 this July.
Oh, is she? Yeah. Oh, lovely. Mm. Look, it feels really good though. And I think that will be the big change that their relationship needs as well.
Well, that's so cute. That makes me emotional.
Yeah. Because they're, you know, this daughter's got to soften. Usually it's the partner's heart that they need to soften, but with her, it's her.
Oh, because she's probably the strong one, I'd say. Brody's very chill. He's a very sweet, soft soul. He's got a voice, and he's Scorpio, but he kind of does not put her in a place. That's not the right words, but he's like, yeah, nah, boo, nah. He gives her a no, but she does like to try, and she's fit in her masculine at the moment because she's got all the things going on.
And that will all really tone down.
Mm-hmm.
But this daughter's going to teach her that, oh, okay, like that's not, I can't behave that way, because then she's going to behave that way. And
oh, love it.
She's got a lot of change coming up. Are you guys going to start a business together? Are you?
Bella and I? No, we aren't that I'm aware of.
Okay. There is a business coming through of you guys together, or her moving into your field and what you do.
Okay.
She's very creative, and I think the spiritual side of her is only going to deepen. She's going to go through with the birth of this child, she's going to go through a really big transitionary phase.
Sure.
Of really stepping into herself. It's almost like with the sun, she's tried to reject this change that she can feel, which is where the control is coming in. But look, it all feels really, really good.
Mm.
Right. Okay.
Do you have a time frame on that?
With the
baby girl.
The baby. It feels very fast.
Mm-hmm.
Like I would say within the next few months that she'll find out that she's pregnant. It feels quick.
Okay, Dawn. Thank you.
That's going to bring about a lot of change, and she might even be like, no, I'm not ready to have my daughter yet.
Sure.
But it's necessary for the evolution of the relationship and also where she's at too.
Okay.
Right. Where does she live currently?
With us.
Okay. There's also a move coming up.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's, this is what I mean about like stepping into this next season as well, and that the sun's made her reject that. And I don't know if that's because like you're a really hands-on grandparent or whatever it might be. But it's like with this whole next season, it's necessary that she moves out. It feels close by. It doesn't feel far. Is that what her plan is to get a house close to you?
Well, they're looking at all the options. So they're hoping to buy something for their first home, but maybe Madribar, nothing too far, something affordable.
Yes, yes.
Or we might extend on our house for them. They're in a little studio and they obviously need elbow room. Yeah.
It feels close to where you are, and it definitely feels like a purchased property. It feels like it's got a lot of work to do.
Okay.
So I don't know if even like you guys are buying like a tiny home and extending, or a, you know, whatever those demountable things are and extending, but it feels really good for them, and I think that it'll be really good financially for them as well.
Right. So we've just had the conversation. Do we put an extension on the home, or do we put a little tiny home at the front, or do they go buy their own little townhouse? We're just trying to figure it all out, and financially, et cetera. Yeah.
So I feel like it's definitely got to be near you, but separate, so that they're a separate family unit.
Yeah, for that evolution, like you say. Yeah,
like going into the next season, bringing the daughter through as well. I think like obviously two's company and three's definitely a crowd. So that's beautiful. And how old's your other daughter?
17, 18 this year.
Okay. And is she at school still?
No.
Is she in uni? Is she planning on going to uni soon?
No.
Right. Okay. There's definitely study coming up for her.
Yep.
And it's necessary study. So I feel like it's almost like she's like, oh, I've gotten this far.
Okay.
But I can't get any further. Is she out working? Is she?
She is, just in a little shitty job that she doesn't particularly like. But yeah, she's trying to figure out what to do. She's tried a few different things via study, but they haven't lit her up just yet.
Yeah. And I think she does put a lot of pressure on herself to have the answer.
Yeah.
Like, I want the definitive answer. I don't want to dilly-dally and go back and forth. She wants a fuck yes energy of an answer. And sadly, she's also got unsent. You're not going to get that.
Uh-huh.
You're not. Does she have problems with her cycle, does she?
Nothing drastic, but it can be uncomfortable and heavy. So we obviously talk about all that jazz. Yeah.
Yeah, she's a bit of an internalizer. The oldest one's an externalizer. If she's fucking pissed off with you, you're going to feel it in a fucking 10K radius. But the youngest one is much more different than that. She internalizes a lot. She holds it in the womb space.
Yeah.
Luckily, she's got you as a mum, because you can definitely help her translate and go through that.
Yeah.
But it feels like a little bit endo-ish down through that department.
Right. I'll have a chat with her.
Yeah, I'll definitely get her on some herbs and stuff to try and figure this out, because it does feel like there's a bit funny down through the womb space. There's a lot of confidence linked into the womb space area as well, in regards to the job, and just like, oh, I don't know what I am, and mum knows what she's doing, and Bella knows what she's doing, and I don't know what she's doing.
Sure, bless. Yeah. I like that. I hear you.
Yeah, so I think it's we don't have it all figured out at 17, and I think that that's just something that she's going to have to go through with that as well.
Yep.
Right. Okay. Does she work in a chemist?
The youngest one, no. She's in a shop. Interesting. You might be seeing lots of shit on the shelf, maybe.
It's just I don't know if she ends up getting a job as a chemist, and then she's like, oh, maybe I want to work as I don't know what they're called, a pharmacy assistant.
Sure.
But it's almost like she's, I don't know if she's going to get a job within a chemist or they're going to offer her the job.
Okay.
But it would be a good place for her, very opposite to what you do, because I feel like she will go down the route of nursing eventually within the Western medicine side of things.
Okay. Yep.
She's very caring and she's very nurturing. She could also do veterinary work. The heart's just a little bit too soft for having to do that, I think. So she would really struggle with that.
Yeah, she's very animal lover. Yeah. And very,
yeah. So that's something that it could do it, but it's like, okay, you're going to have to really toughen up that heart when it comes to doing the hard stuff within that job.
Yeah.
Has she got a boyfriend, does she?
No, she has a girlfriend.
A girlfriend. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, I won't go too much into that for her privacy.
Sure.
But yeah, it feels like there's some changes coming up in regards to that as well. Yep. And I feel like a little bit of just questioning on if that's her journey and if that's her path.
Yes.
Because it feels like there's, I won't say it's unrocky ground in regards to the relationship, but it feels like, oh, is this my path? Is this what I want to be? Is this what I want to do?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of questions coming up with that. Is she planning on traveling?
Yeah, she does want to really spread her wings. I just put it on my story this morning about my Millie. I was crying in the car driving to coffee by myself thinking, I know she wants to just go to Adelaide and live her life. And I know she just wants to get a car. She's about to get a license. She's saving for a car. She's proper Sagittarian.
Yeah. She's going to be a, I don't want to talk too much into the relationship. It's hard because they really want to go there. So I'm just going to ignore them and let them know that this is not the time and I'm not the one.
Yeah. And let them know that I have had this conversation quite a few times with other psychic mediums. So I know what the wording is.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, we don't need, let's not do that. Yep. But it's almost like, what I will say is it's like, I want to spread my wings and I want to fly and I really want to travel. And it's not just Adelaide, it's globally.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But there's a real sense of like, I don't know who I am. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I want. Is this even the type of relationship that I'm into?
100%.
You know, she's having a lot of big questions around that. And that is something that she just needs to figure out on her own.
Yeah.
What I will say is she can get quite emotional about not having the answers.
Okay.
And I think that a really beautiful conversation, obviously, I know that you're very much a parent like I am. We really get in the fucking deep.
Yeah.
I don't go willy-nilly when I answer. I'm like in there. I'm given the hard answer. I'm like, life is fucking shit. And, you know, even as a seven-year-old, I'm like, you know, I probably let her know a little bit more than I should.
Oh, really?
But I think you definitely parent in that way as well, where there's just transparent, full honesty about what the world is. And I think that I would definitely have the conversation with her around this is, you're not supposed to know. You're not supposed to have, when we have all the answers, we dead.
Yeah.
You know?
Love that.
So there's a real sense of she beats herself up a lot in private that she doesn't have the answers and that she's not defined.
Okay.
And I think, you know, there is a lot of talk in that community, obviously, with being non-binary, and that might be something that she's going to explore. I'm not sure. But it's like, I don't know how to define myself. That's okay. Just let her know, hey, listen, fuck, we're not, none of us did at 17, babe. It's totally cool.
Yeah.
No one expects you to have it all figured out, babe. You've got this.
This is what you're doing for now, and that's also beautiful.
You know, I'm like a chameleon. I change all day, every day. I switch up what I do. Yeah. A lot of people don't like me for it. It seems to trigger them. I don't fucking care. You know, we just got to be who we are at the end of the day. Okay. Now, your business...
Mm.
How do I say this? It's under attack.
Mm-hmm.
Big time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know you mentioned earlier that they're trying to shut it down in different states and whatnot. It feels like that's going to push through.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. They're going to try and shut it down. Funnily enough, or not funnily enough, I'm sure it's no surprise to you, you will be at the forefront of fighting for that.
Because
they just keep showing me it's like a real, no, I'm not going to do the white flag. You're not, nah, sorry. We're going to protest, we're going to rally, we're going to come hard for this. So in case any government officials get flagged and listen to this, we're not going to bow down to that. And that will never push through anyway, but I think there's going to come a time where you really have to fight to be able to do what you do.
Yeah.
I won't go into it too much, but yes, you should write that book. Definitely really important.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking mm-hmm. about that. That's a lot. That's a huge part of your legacy here on earth, is to do this book. Mm-hmm. And also relationship-y stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's something that you've had on your vision board, but it feels like I know that I'm meant to step into this.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I'm supposed to go into this. And that's something that you definitely have to start the ball rolling on now, so that if you do need to pivot, or if you need to add something onto the business. So that's really important that you do that.
Okay. And the direction for adding onto my business, did you say, is relationship stuff or?
Yeah. So okay. Obviously, you know, unless you've been in the birth suite as a person that's observing and supporting, you don't know the enormity. Sorry, my daughter's in the shower singing her lungs out, which right. She's got a beautiful voice, so just feel entertained by that, everyone.
Thank you. I only heard a tiny bit of that, but how beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah, she's she goes for it. She loves a good shower solo. There you go. You can have a little listen. So we record real around here. There's no editing. So
thank you. No editing. I'm not going back to even try that.
No, it's too hard. Yeah. So with this whole next season, you're going to go into not just birth, but expanding, and not just the woman, but also going into the man and how that carries through. Wonderful. And also you're going to step into the relationship dynamic and the family dynamic, because it's like, okay, we support someone through birth, we do the aftercare, we do the okay, but the family unit really starts to break and crumble when a new baby won't shut up and it's screaming and it's you know, we all know how much babies add stress to relationships. Mine didn't even get past 13 weeks in pregnancy, so
okay. And let's not fluff around the fact that it's fucking hard being a mum.
It's so hard. And I think, you know, it's not only challenging in that kind of the kind of way where it's like, okay, I'm so sleep deprived, I think I could die.
Yeah.
It's also around I don't know who I am anymore. My body is broken. My body is different. You know, I know myself, I had a fourth degree tear to my bum. I had one section. Oh. It was no longer two areas, if you know what I mean.
Oh, honey.
It was pretty bad.
Yep.
And that's because they let me birth too fast, and they kept saying too fast, too quick, whatever, because they were trying to push. So I was doing what they said.
Yeah.
But this is, anyway, going right off topic here, but this is something that you are going to do, is all this aftercare, all this afterbirth, looking after the family unit far beyond birth. It's going to be really beautiful.
All right.
Speaking into like masculine and feminine, it's going to be really good for your business, but the book is where a lot of this financial stuff's going to come through.
Okay.
With the house, were you planning on selling it, were you?
We've been on and off about selling it. At the moment, we're not selling it because it's accommodating 6 adults and a baby.
Yeah. If anything, it would be adding to it, not subtracting and taking it away.
Yeah.
So what I would do is 100%, I don't know if you've thought about adding another space on to take photos and rent out as like a retreat and photo space.
Gosh.
Have you thought about that?
No. Not the photo space, but most Jeff. I mean, I actually do want to get into photography, but we've thought of a tiny home up the top of the property, or a little portable at the front of the property. We're not sure yet.
Oh my God, I need to come out and see this property. It sounds amazing.
Babe, it's just an Eleonora. It's just a big block, that's all. And it's flat at the front, but the top of it meanders up to a massive big fig tree. So it's just under, it's like 900 square meters in Eleonora. So we're not out.
I love that.
Like, we'd love to be in Currumbin Valley with a flat block. My next house is a flat block. Universe.
Yes. And that's all of the abundance for that is coming from this book.
Oh my God, how do I start a book?
Yeah, it's
going to be I've written it in my head so many times for so many years.
It's time to now like get it out on paper.
Cool.
There's an incredible lady called the Book Doula, funnily enough.
I met her in the steam room at Kiva Day Spa.
oh, there you go. The universe is trying to throw you towards people that can support the birth of this book. So
that was a few years ago, and we have had a few Zoom calls. Yeah. I wasn't ready. She said I wasn't ready. I think it was a money block as well for me to even think of putting money into this book.
Yeah.
And then doula business just went nutso.
Yeah.
Doula training. Yeah.
Yeah, so I do feel like that is part of this whole journey is it's like, okay, I can't keep getting out to these women and doing all this thing. And obviously you're going to want to, when you do get this flat property, which you will, because it feels like it's got like even animals. It's like quite a big property.
Yes,
and I feel like the daughter will help with that. I don't know if she then sells off this place that she's buying, then she buys in and it's like a joint family thing, but it feels really good.
Thank you, because that's 100% what we would probably, we're also considering doing. If she can get her home loan and her and a man can do that, let's live together.
Yeah. It feels really good, but yeah, this book, it's time now to bring it. It's time now to bring it forward. And I think that that's just something that instead of you having to get out to all these women and teach them all these things, it's like, just buy my book, you know? And I feel like obviously nothing's going to be able to replace you actually in the heat of the moment, but it's like, you know, hypnobirthing and calm birthing and all of that, that's so powerful that I read myself that really helped within my birth. Yeah. Didn't stop the tear, but helped
can't
me a
stop
lot.
Everything with hypnobirthing. We know that now. I don't teach hypnobirthing anymore. I did it for 7 years and then I fell out of alignment with it.
Look, all of those like little, you know, why you didn't do that, why you're not continuing to do that, pop that in the book, you know.
Yeah.
Because this is going to be, anyway, let's not give away what we're doing the book about. Let's not let's not go there.
Teaser, everyone.
But look, that all feels really, really good. There is a little bit of funniness through the chest. So when I do my readings, I always scan and do which some people call medical mediumship. Yeah. I've got a bit of triggering around calling myself that. It's definitely what I do within session.
Okay.
I think it's the word medical. It's not my favorite word. But there's a little bit of funniness through the chest for you. So this is, the chest is what I call your emotional super center. Everyone's got different ones. For you, it's your chest. So when you get a bit funny within self, you'll get funny through the chest. You'll start coughing. You'll get like bronchitis or you're probably laughing because you're like, yeah, that's definitely me. or you'll get pneumonia. You're probably a lot more prone to pneumonia than others. But yeah, the chest is a big one for you. It's where you hold a lot of your stuff. So chest people and chest feelers, and this is all just Layla's commentary. This is not medical advice, people, so don't take this. but it's definitely that's you've got a weak point there, so you've got to be careful of things like anything through the chest area, so your heart, your breast tissue, all that kind of stuff.
Lymphatic, yep, no worries.
Lymphatic. That's the only thing health-wise as well that I can feel, which is really good. Are you planning on going on a holiday yourself soon, are you?
Any fucking day I will take a holiday.
Okay.
By myself, yes. I'm doing a bit of a soul pilgrimage. I'm just noticing too, we're at 52 minutes and I don't want to get cut off.
Oh, perfect.
With the app being, you know, just on an hour and then it stops. So, I mean, I could talk to you all day, my babe, but...
No, that's fine. And also Tasmania is coming through really strongly, so I don't know if that's your... retirement plan or but that's coming through very strongly.
We were there in March and unfortunately we went to Derby, which was for Ben and his 50th, and he did mountain biking there, and there's like one fucking donut shop in Derby, so I wouldn't live there. Amazing for mountain biking, but you know, I'm hoping to do a bit of a women's circle there.
Yes.
In another area like St. Helens with a gorgeous friend of mine, Ilira.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of Tassie stuff happening. I'm also mentoring doulas as opposed to saying doula training starts here in person in Currumbin, we go for 12 weeks. I'm online, so I'm happy to be online anywhere for anyone wanting to doula mentor, be mentored to become a doula, and show up in different spaces to do closing of the bones or a women's event or returning women to their wisdom.
I love that. That's amazing. Yeah, Tasmania feels traveling. It's a really big thing for you and like an excelling through business through that department too.
Oh, nice. I love that.
Gorgeous.
I'm open to it all. Thank you, my honey. You can tell my spirit guides and all the beautiful spirits that joined us, thank you, and I love them dearly.
Yes, yeah. So people always say to me, who are you chatting to? And I'm like, it's your loved ones.
Yeah. Dad, my nana, probably my grandma.
Yes, your mum's mum?
Yeah, my mum's mum. Yeah. Like, yeah, I knew she'd be around. She's pretty strong. Pretty funky old soul. She's pretty strong.
Yes, there's a lot more that I could go into, but we'll chat about that privately.
Yeah, we can. That'd be amazing. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to switch it over here because I went to the op shop this morning and I love, you know, op shopping.
Oh, yes, I do. I love that.
Again, I know you love op shopping. I bought a Zara puffer jacket and these really cool cards that say connect with friends. It's like an oracle deck.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
It says connecting with friends, dig deeper. And I picked a couple of cards and quick questions for you to answer before we go.
Okay, hit me with it.
If you could define yourself in three words, what would they be?
Oh my gosh.
I love this deck. I'm going to send you a photo on Instagram.
Okay, I would say
$3.
I would definitely say I'm energetic. Mm-hmm. I'll definitely say I'm quite soft-hearted.
Yeah.
And driven. I'm very driven.
All right, let me shuffle. I'm going to get you another one. Oh, what is the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Oh, the best piece of advice. I don't know. My sister's like my little Buddha. She gives me advice all the time. Gosh, I can't even think of it off the top of my head. Oh, I have no idea.
All right, get back to me later. Instagram me. And here's your last one.
Oh. Yeah.
How have your dreams for yourself changed?
Oh, so much. Like, I think like at the start of this whole Instagram journey and business journey, like I was definitely playing small. And I think now I'm not afraid of like dreaming big and really just going for it. And I think that's definitely my superpower is I don't just think about a business. I dive all the way in and give it my all. And then I decide on if it's for me or not. It probably could be seen as my downfall as well or a bad trait, but I think it's my superpower. It's just I dive in. I'm like, yeah, okay, I'll feel into it and do it from a place of wholly stepping into it. And if it's not right, then I step out.
Oh, I love it. The amount of events I've created and nothing happened. I'm like, I'll just leave that then. I'll just leave it off my Webby. It doesn't matter. I feel so aligned with that. And I actually admire myself in doing that. And people think you say to me, you're so busy. You got so much on. I'm like, I actually just try a lot of stuff. And when it lands and I'm guided to go that way, it's going to be amazing. And I feel blessed to say I can do it. I do what I love.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. I think like being able to be spirit-led, being able to be led by yourself rather than going, oh, fuck, you know, the fear paralyzing, what are people going to think about me? That definitely, it doesn't happen in my world. I don't care what people think. I just rush in, I try it. And if it doesn't land, it doesn't land. And then I'm like, okay, I'll step out. But at least I've given things a go. Look, whatever I did in my past life, I mustn't have tried much stuff at all because on this life, I'm doing it all.
Oh, I aligned with this so much later. Hey, babe, I'm going to leave it on that note and I cannot thank you enough. Can we please do this again in a few more months?
Yes, let's definitely check back in soon.
Please, please, please. And yeah, you're inspiring to me and I know you're going to inspire others. This has been so much fun, babe.
Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, love you so much. Bye, babe.
Love you too. Bye.
Bye.